From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. The man who set off a crude bomb in the New York City subway system Monday has been charged with five terror-related counts, including providing material support to a terrorist organization and using weapons of mass destruction. We have weapons of mass destruction. We have Mil Arcega with more.
Akhayed Ola also faces charges of bombing a place of public use, destruction of property by means of fire, and use of a destructive device in furtherance of violence, according to a criminal complaint unsealed on Tuesday. Ola was injured during the explosion and taken to a hospital in serious condition with burns to his hands and torso. Three other people suffered headaches and ringing in their ears. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
Supporters of the Paris Climate Agreement criticized United States President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the historic accord during a summit outside the French capital today. Former Secretary of State John Kerry said Trump's move was, quote, not based on common sense.
It is a self-destructive decision for political purposes.
Trump announced in June his plans to secede from the climate pact, saying the agreement would have cost America trillions of dollars, killed jobs, and hindered oil and gas and manufacturing sectors. A U.S. airstrike has hit and destroyed a car bomb in waiting near the capital of Somalia. The U.S. Africa Command says the airstrike occurred early Tuesday and targeted a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device about 65 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. A statement said the vehicle belonged to a militant group nearby that was, quote, an imminent threat to the people of Mogadishu. The United States says no civilians were killed in the attack. More news always online at voanews.com, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News.